Hey, is that you? Summer Spandex 72? Yep, it's me. Knives Out, Wives Out 03. But you can call me Saber. It's just as embarrassing, but it's shorter. It's nice to finally meet you in person. I've been waiting for this moment for weeks, and you did not disappoint. That dress is just stunning. But I haven't seen it on any of your TV appearances. So, can I pretend you bought it just for me? Oh well, a girl can dream, can't she? More importantly, a girl can drink. I see you already ordered a couple glasses before I found your table. But if tonight is gonna go the way I want it to go, we're gonna need the whole bottle. Plus, we need to have a toast to the Silicon Valley horn dog that made a dating app for people with superpowers. May he rest in peace. If only he listened to his own fine print and didn't try to mingle with the supers. I don't think he got the kind of head he was expecting. Yeah, I know. I'm not very ladylike, but admit it, that's why you can't resist me. Isn't that right, Terrifica? Honestly, I have no idea how those sunglasses fool everyone into thinking you're someone else. If you didn't tell me which table you reserved, I never would have found you. Are they magic or something? Fine. Keep your trade secrets. I'm just saying, if you could lend them to me the next time my ex is in town, I would owe you big time. You have such a beautiful smile. I wonder how many other faces you'll show me tonight. Probably more than you want. What? I wasn't being dirty that time, I swear. I just meant that now that we're meeting in person, we can really open up to each other. I think we both deserve that. But especially you. Your boyfriend still doesn't know, does he? That you'd rather have a girlfriend? America's hero. His head is as dense as his bulletproof skin. No, I didn't read your mind. I don't use my telepathy without permission. Unless there's danger. It was just a guess. Because I have an idea of how hard this must be for you. I want you to know that I'm always here for you to talk to. Really? You want me to read your mind? You don't think it'll be invasive? Sure. Why not? I'll do it. We both want to be closer after all. Right now, you're thinking that you want me to stop bringing up your boyfriend and start downing these drinks. And I couldn't agree with you more. Let's make the most of tonight. It'll be special. I just know it. Terrifica. Why are you so heavy? You might need to work out some more, princess. Honestly, I'm not sure I can carry you all the way to the hotel room I reserved. How did you even get this drunk? Aren't you supposed to have a super metabolism? Or something? All I can say is, you're lucky you're still cute when you're hammered. As long as you don't throw up on me. Okay. We made it to the room. What do you think? Sure looks amazing in here, right? Well, maybe you'll appreciate it more once you sober up. Here's the bed. Have a seat. Relax while I get things ready. I brought some stuff to the room earlier. I just have to go get them. You'll see what I mean soon enough. Just trust me. It'll be a night to remember. I'm back. And I even brought these. Now, I know you can break out of them at any time. But do me a favor. Humor me. If you're good, you might just get a reward later. And before you ask, I didn't need to read your mind to know you've been looking forward to this part all night. Well, here it is, at long last. Are they too tight? Yeah? Good. I know you like it that way. You're the strongest woman in the world. Well, one of them anyway. But your boyfriend always treats you gently. Too gently. He was scared to break you. But now, that's all you can think about. Don't worry. I'm certainly no hero, but I've come to save you from boredom. So, what should I do now that I have you all tied up? Maybe I should take some pics and blackmail you. Threaten to show them to your boyfriend if you don't drop everything and come running to me whenever I call you. That is certainly tempting. I'm glad you agree. But unfortunately, I already have plans. You see, those cuffs aren't the only things I brought to spice up the evening. I also have this toy. You're still laughing your ass off. God, either I put too much in your drink or you're even crazier than I am. I mean, you have to recognize this thing. It's my father's invention. You and your super pals took it from him a couple years back when you raided the lab he was testing it in. Not ringing any bells. Well, Honestly, that makes things easier for me. I'll just get this over with while you're still under the influence. This device was meant to duplicate powers. You have one soldier with a desired ability. You just use this device to harmlessly extract some DNA, then inject it into countless other soldiers, along with a catalyst that combines both sets of DNA, and boom, an army of any kind of super soldiers you want. A platoon of bulletproof infantry, a black ops squad that can walk through walls, you name it. That's pretty cool, don't you think? Of course you do. You're still off your ass. Unfortunately, they never made it past the harmlessly extract DNA part. It is in fact very slow and painful, from what I've seen anyway, and it doesn't even save the data for very long. It's only good for one transfer. Luckily, that's all I need. And now that it's finished charging, I can really show you a good time. Now there's the super metabolism I was looking forward to. I guess being stabbed with a shady device is a way of sobering you up. And you're just in time. I promised you a night to remember, and I intend to deliver.
You really should be more careful, especially on the internet. You made a mistake. You confused being bulletproof for being invincible. But there's always a way to get under someone's thick skin. Figuratively and literally. All you have to do is be patient.
Go ahead. By all means. Break right out of those handcuffs if you want to do this the hard way. Well, I'm waiting. Oh, wait. Those aren't the dollar store cuffs. They're power dampeners. They sure do look alike, though, don't they? Can't blame me for getting them confused. You can cry as loud as you want. After everything I've done, of course I made sure the hotel room I reserved was soundproofed. You can tire yourself out for all I care. The device takes a long time to complete the extraction, and the process only gets more and more painful as it goes on. Look at that tiny glass container. It's not even half full yet. Maybe you can bear it now, but you'll be screaming soon enough. They always do. So please, let me hear your pain, princess. Make this all worth my while. At the very least, I expect you to last a little longer than the others. You wouldn't want to leave me unsatisfied, would you? But in the meantime, I'll collect my prize. What? Oh my god, are you serious? You just carry this tiara around all the time? Oh, I see. For emergencies, huh?
And how is that working out so far?
This one is definitely going into my collection. But these special sunglasses, I'll need to study them. So they're coming with me too. It's more than halfway full now, but you're still pretty quiet. Maybe I really did underestimate you. A pleasant surprise, honestly. Those eyes. It's like you're looking through me. Good thing you're not the one with laser vision, because even with those dampeners, your gaze still holds plenty of power. Maybe resolve was always your real strength. But what's the point of resisting me now? Once that thing is finished, you won't have the energy to run away, let alone defend yourself. Do you still think you can do something? That you can somehow win in the end? Well, now's your chance. I'm guessing you didn't even notice, but you've been able to remove your cuffs for quite a while. I'm serious. Just try it. Try slipping right out of them. See? I'm capable of telling the truth. In fact, I don't think I'll really need to lie to anyone after tonight. But that's not... What the hell? Really now? What's with that pathetic, defiant look on your face? You think because you managed to slip free, that you're able to challenge me? Maybe those drugs aren't out of your system after all. Don't you get it? Just look at those emaciated hands you're trying to threaten me with. Yes, that's right. That device sapped all of your power. Everything that made you extra special to the American people. It fit into a goddamn vial, leaving you like this, shriveled like a mummy. Honestly, it's amazing you can still move. You're dead already. Your heart just doesn't know it yet. But I do. I've certainly used this thing enough times to know. Now you just need to accept it. It'll be easier that way. The good news is, you still have some time before your heart gives out on you. Lay back down. Don't overexert yourself. Come on. You know I'm right. So just do it. Try not to worry too much. I'll keep you company until the end. I know you won't believe me, but I really am sorry it had to turn out this way. Maybe if I was raised differently, raised to be an actual human being instead of a weapon, there's a chance that we could have been friends. Maybe more. But I have my mission, and I have to remove any obstacles in my way. That includes you.
Especially you. You were always more of a threat than that star-spangled loser you were dating. That's why I had to use all these tricks to get to you. Yeah, I guess it doesn't mean much if I try to flatter you now. But some things need to be said. Out of all of them, I respect you the most. I found you on that dating app to lure you out, but everything I said on there was the truth. Well, everything besides being a mind reader. The truth is, I'm a little like you. I know, cliche villain line. But I just mean that I'm also super strong. Besides that, I know we're completely different. Honestly, that drew me to you a little bit. There was never any question of how I was going to use these powers after they were forced on me. But you must have made a choice. You must have had people who loved you, supporting your decision to take on the world's problems and manage a successful career. I was always trained to hate you, but that didn't stop part of me from looking up to you. That's why this is so difficult for me. In fact, of all the super people I had to... Well, the point is, you're the most difficult of them all. But if I can follow through with you, then there's really nothing left to stop me. Nothing left for either of us.
Terrifica, can you hear me? She's still breathing. She just fell asleep. But I doubt she'll wake up again. It was fun, Princess. I mean that. I can't have your friends finding your body before I'm done, so I'll have to hide you away. But when this is all finished, I'll make sure everything is taken care of. You have my word. Sweet dreams, Princess.